It's a romantic comedy. We're doing that next weekend on the 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Okay, and then after that, for the Arts Council, we have this one-man Star Wars trilogy. And then I can't think what the next thing after that is. Is Disney?
I think we get into Mary Poppins.
Oh, it is.
And then we're getting into Socks in the Frying Pan.
Oh.
It's like they're an Irish band.
Oh, wow. That's going to be great. So much music. Yeah. And so different, too. We've got a little Disney, and then we got a little Irish musical.
This performing arts series. A lot of great variety.
Okay. Yeah. And is this our only local? Oh, no. Mary Poppins is going to be local.
Yeah.
Okay. Very cool. Is that going to be? Are you involved in that?
Mary Poppins?
Yeah.
Not yet. I am like, 150% into this play.
Because
right
you're
now.
The director
I can't,
of this play.
Yeah, I can't even think about
that. That's okay. We can focus on it a little bit later in the year when it actually is happening. So, why don't you talk a little bit more about It Happens Every Summer and what the plot is about?
Absolutely. Arts Council, we're putting on a play called It Happens Every Summer. It takes place in 1962, and it was written in the early 1960s, and it's about a group of eight college students who are interning at a young ladies' fashion and lifestyle magazine in Manhattan. So it's them leaving their homes, coming to work in New York City for the summer, and they find love and stress, and their lives are changed, but most of all, it's funny. Right.
And you two are the young ladies in this situation?
Two of them, yeah.
Two of them. How many are there?
Well, it's a huge cast. There are eight college students, all young women, and then we have models, and then we have editors, we have writers, we have photographers, all ages from, I won't say the ages, but it's a cross-generational. it's fabulous, and no singing.
No singing.
It's not a musical.
Well, we've got to have a little variety. We've got to have, like, comedy and a drama and the musical and the no singing one.
Right, exactly.
So could you guys tell me about your characters? And first, could you introduce yourselves?
Do you
want
to go first?
Sure. I'm Elizabeth Bendix Harper. I play a character named Jennifer Truix. She's from the University of Nebraska, is where she's attending college. I would describe her as a very ambitious, kind of she knows what she wants. She's there. She wants to get a job at the magazine after the internship is over. So she's very motivated and ready to do whatever it takes to get the job.
Yeah, if I were to choose, like, a college student, like, where would she come from if she wants to go to New York? It would be Nebraska.
Exactly.
Right. Like, as a New Yorker, what state, like, anyone, like, Wisconsin, I don't know, Nebraska, who knows. What about your character?
I'm Halea Barnett, and I play a character named M.K. Roberts. It's actually Mary Catherine, but she's a very stern and principled and most of the time hostile person, so she goes by MK very strictly. She's also very anti-cosmetics, which is kind of funny for the show because I'm working at a fashion magazine, but really I'm just there because I have other ambitions, and I have my character kind of learns and grows and changes throughout the play, which is fun. Mm-hmm. She's also totally polar opposite of me.
you're not stern and principled.
I'm not a very hostile person. I think she's from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So she knows what she's all about then. And it's so interesting that her name is MK. Like, sometimes women authors in the past had, like, degendered their names to get, like, to market their books better, so it kind of lines up. She's, like, not wearing makeup. She's very, like, go get 'em. She sounds like a interesting, she knows who she is. How did you step into her shoes? Like, how do you portray a personality that has, like, that is such a strong personality?
Well, it's been interesting. I feel like some of it, I don't usually method act, but I feel like with this one, there's been some method acting coming into my process. like, I've been trying to pull the parts of me out that can relate to MK and just make them stronger. And, really.
Halea definitely, like, backstage sometimes is, like, scowling and, like, angry. And she's like, I'm not actually mad at you, but I'm just trying to get in character for this scene. I'm really mad in this scene.
I even gave her a copy of Kafka's Metamorphosis to read, and she read it. Yeah, as preparation. Yeah.
That's dedication.
Yep.
And have you found it difficult or easy to settle into your character?
I think in many ways kind of easy, because in some ways she's kind of like me. She knows what she wants, and she's very in some ways, I think it's been easy to get into her. And I have some friends from Nebraska, so they've been telling me things about Nebraska, so I can kind of get into the Nebraska mindset, I guess.
What did they tell you about Nebraska?
There's a lot of corn there. a lot of open fields.
That's what I imagine Nebraska would be like.
Yeah.
Sounds good. And so could you tell me a little bit? You're the director, Jared?
Oh, yes. My name is Jared Griffin, and I am the director of the show.
Yeah. Could you tell me a little bit about what your role with the cast has been, how you've guided them towards a vision, if you have one?
I mean, the vision is we kind of had this guiding motif, which was like a champagne cocktail, you know? So it's fun, it's colorful, it's a little bubbly, it's a family show. It's not like, you know, we're all drinking champagne cocktails during rehearsals or anything. But that was, you know, that's kind of like the guiding metaphor for the design and how we're trying to get this ensemble to work together. So it's about, you know, even though it is a silly, funny romantic comedy, it's all about relationships. And so really trying to help actors to tap into who are the key relationships that they have with in the play. So we do have rehearsals with all 20-25 actors, but then we also have rehearsals with just two of the actors, and we just workshop with them. We did that a little bit earlier on, not so much anymore. So there's a lot of layering, a lot of scaffolding. So the first few weeks it was just working with individual actors or with pairs of actors, and then about a month of putting the other supporting actors in there together, and then now layering in the extras and other kinds of things. So kind of trying to build it that way. And what's good about that is that the energy changes, and we're thinking of new jokes and new bits to do every time. So we're just going to be hopefully adding a whole lot more to make it even more funny.
Who originally wrote the play?
David Rogers.
Okay.
And he was very prolific. He wrote many, many, many plays. This was one that was not as successful because this was it's a light romantic comedy, 1962. But right after 1962, the country kind of takes a little darker turn with the assassination of JFK, Martin Luther King, civil rights protests, Vietnam is like just right around the corner. So this is like the last burst of just American, you know, just romantic innocence, I guess, even though it's still 1962. There's still a lot wrong with the country and the world. But in terms of the stories that America is telling at the time, this is one of the last ones where it just seemed like, oh my gosh, in America, there are just a whole bunch of white people in New York City having a great time, you know? after that, things go kind of dark. So it's a very interesting picture, I think, of America at the time.
Yeah. And I mean, from what my mom tells me, she grew up in New York. She says it was grimy and dirty in the 70s and the 80s and started getting a little bit better in the 90s. And so it's interesting because the 60s aesthetic is just like this clean, mm-hmm. like bright,
right.
like solid colored kind of aesthetic.
Exactly. The whole idea is we're thinking of this like Doris Day, you know, kind of aesthetic. And we and this is like I said, the last gasp before everything else that happens in the 60s.
All the drugs and the crime.
Right.
Different kind of creative world.
Right.
What year was the play written?
61, 62.
Oh.
So it takes place in the same year that he wrote it. So.
Okay. And so he wrote about a bunch of young ladies coming to New York and trying to make it big.
Exactly. Okay. And that's why, you know, I chose this show is that, one, I wanted a show with a big cast, with a big female cast to kind of showcase our female talent in town, non-musical female talent in town, and this idea of place. We have a lot of young people on the island who leave Kodiak to go find their place in the big wide world, and that's what this play is about, is finding where is it that you fit in. Some of you might fit in New York. Some of you got to go back to Georgia. some of you do not belong here and need to find someplace else. So
it looks like we need to wrap up in about a minute. So do you guys have anything else you want to share? What do you want to exit on a certain note?
I think you should come to see, I mean, the hair is going to be amazing.
Oh,
we were
yes,
just talking about the hair.
Hair
the other day. There's people, like, playing with their hair to figure out what they're going to do. The costumes are just so cool, so incredible. Like, it helps you get into character.
Fun,
yeah, I think it's just going to be a really fun show, and it's worth it just to even see us perform. But, like, the costumes, the hair, just everything is so cool about this show.
And when is it again?
Next weekend, November 3rd, 4th, and 5th. 3rd and 4th at 7 p.m. at the auditorium, and Sunday at 2 o'clock. It's a family show. It runs 2 hours, so it's great for the whole family.
So fun.
It's going to be great.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.